Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken, but joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, another member of our BBT team, it is Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. And Bordy, are you feeling more optimistic about the Orioles with them winning 6 of 8?
You got to feel a little better. I mean, come on. I mean, geez, it ain't easy to win in the big leagues. I don't care if it's the White Sox or the Rockies. You still got to do some good things, and they were able to do some things well enough to win. And, yeah, listen, this team takes what it can get as far as positivity. And that's the kind – I mean, it's a young group that needs that right now. So we'll see how the West Coast trip kind of treats them. But I think it was a nice little stretch for a week, played good baseball, and they really do. They just have to build on that and hopefully – you know, the pitching can keep cycling through and give this offense a little bit of a chance.
Yeah, that's where I was going, Bordy. Is the starting rotation starting to settle in?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, because they're just so inconsistent and up and down. And even, you know, as much as I love Sagano, even, you know, this month has been a little tricky for him. So I still think there are going to be ups and downs, but the fact that Morton has found some semblance of consistency, I think should make us feel a little bit better. At least we got a few guys now that feel like they're going to give us a chance, and, you know, cross your fingers for a couple other guys. But it's better than, you know, what we've been going through. So, you know, I think that's really all we can ask. And, you know, and hopefully – they stay on a nice run, or at least stay consistent enough through this month. And I guess you just never know, man. Baseball's weird, and the American League East is even weirder. So you just never know what could happen in baseball.
Are you still a little bit concerned about fundamental, like, acumen? 40 running bases, throwing to the right base, fielding our position. Where are you with that?
I think we're god awful right now, to be honest with you. I think Colton Cowser is definitely going to help the outfield play. But I just think as far as defense, you know, on the infield, I just think it's a young infield that just got younger now that Mayo's going to get more opportunities. And I just think we have to expect that. It takes so long to actually feel comfortable and get so many hops and reads and just to, you know, be a consistent major leaguer at the big league level. And I think this team is now I think, just still kind of in the development stage. And we really have to kind of be patient with that because those mistakes are going to happen. But the base running, I still think, is pretty atrocious. I think, you know, and I, you know, all that said, it's too bad they got to develop in the big leagues. That really kind of, it's troublesome because the rest of the pieces haven't been put together well enough, you know, to kind of keep them there. So we're just riding this out with, take what you get with the young guys. They're incredibly talented young guys, but there's just and the inconsistencies that, you know, you're supposed to work out in the minor leagues. It just doesn't happen anymore.
We're speaking to Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Bordy, you brought up Colton Cowser, and we've seen the Orioles rush some injured guys back maybe a little too soon in the past. Cowser, of course, coming off the 60-day IL, just played 6 rehab games, only 3 rehab games at the AAA level. Does that concern you at all?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, live game action, it's hard to kind of replicate that. But I'm sure there are a lot of different ways to get your eyes trained and your rhythm and timing. They have those, you know, hitting machines mm-hmm. now that, you know, they just get to constantly get those repetitions. And if there was one guy that I feel like was just sitting in front of that stuff, it was Cowser. So I just don't feel like it's going to take him as long, you know, for some reason. And I'm sure he took advantage of every opportunity to try to keep himself as trained and in shape as possible. And I think the team really is going to like having him back as part of this roster, a little bit of energy boost, and they'll get another injection when Westberg comes back. I don't know. Who's to say, man? It seems like every guy that comes off, nobody comes back firing on all cylinders. So it may take a little bit of time, you know, for him. But I know one thing, the defense is going to be there, and that's going to help this team.
Well, Bordy, maybe the return of Colton Cowser will help Adley Rutschman, because as we talk every week, he still isn't getting it going offensively. He did take a ball to the face, well, to the face mask in a game, but he wasn't hitting before that happened. And now they take on a Seattle team where their catcher, he's an absolute aircraft carrier right now.
My gosh, isn't he?
Big dumper.
Is he leading the American League? Is he leading the home runs right now? I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone on a hellish tear. Well, you know, hey, that might fire Adley up a little bit. Something's got to get Adley going, find some consistency. And I know we've been on him a while, and I'll just pile on a little bit more. Yeah. It's really uncanny to me that how he can't, he just doesn't hit even close to as well when he catches, you know. So he still hasn't put that kind of stuff, you know, together, let alone just it seems like the mechanical issues that are going on right now. So, yeah, hopefully he can find something. It's going to be interesting now and more interesting with another lefty in the lineup how this is all going to get juggled and moved around. So maybe they'll just find a nice, comfortable spot for Adley down there in the 7-8 hole.
Yeah, it is interesting with him. Like, I dug down on some numbers his first 2 years versus the last two. And there's things, you know, we always talk about the expecteds and what should have happened and things you can control and things you can't. But what stood out for me, Bordy, first 2 seasons, 154 games, he walks 13.4% of the time. Since the start of 2024, 201 games, he walks 9.8% of the time. He hit a fly ball 35% of the time his first 2 years. He's hitting a fly ball 43% of the time the last 2 years. He went opposite field over 29% of the time his first 2 years, just 23% the last two. And obviously we know his home run numbers are way down, so he's hitting more fly balls than ever. More of them are of the pop-up variety than the line drive, and far fewer getting over the fence. Like, that sounds like a recipe for torpedoing your career.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty obvious what's going on, and it would seem like, isn't this what the numbers are for, right? All these, okay, you're doing this too much, and you're not having success, so the adjustment has to be made. So I don't understand, and because I've kind of thrown this out there, and I've heard you guys talk about this too, I feel like it's a mechanical issue. And you just said it. The numbers prove, man, he's just popping up too much. Why? Go back to that nice level swing. Somebody might have gotten in his ear. He needs more
more power, more home runs. Who knows? Maybe it was the home run derby.
Yeah.
That kind of, he thinks he's a home run hitter. He's just such a good hitter, a pure hitter. Somehow to get back to that kind of more natural instinctive field and think that you have to do something different to create, you know, home run power, it's hurting a lot of hitters. And obviously it's taking its toll on Adley too.
We've got a poll up. We're throwing it out to the people how the team should handle this. But we know there's been defensive flaws that have gotten worse over the years as well. And we've got a 200-game sample size now where he's got a 690 OPS and just 54 extra base hits. Like, would getting him out of here and sending him to Norfolk for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, like, does he need that kind of reset? I mean, we've seen people do it. We've seen 1-1s do it, like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've talked about this, and I don't know. I'm sure it's been thrown around. You know, it has to be. And I thought, to be honest with you, I think I told you guys this last week, when he took that off the face, I thought that was a great opportunity to just let him chill, man. Take it off, you know, go down there. Okay, how about a little rehab down in Norfolk? You know, get your timing right, work on a couple things, and then boom, you come back fresh and ready to go. But, you know, I appreciate him trying to fight through this, but when you're doing the same thing over and over again, it's not really helping him or the team. So adjustments definitely have to be made, lowering him in the order, just to get a little pressure off his shoulders. But I think there could be, and I don't know why Adley wouldn't be. Nowadays especially, it just seems like it happens more frequently. It's not like it's the end of his career. I mean, he's still going to have, 10 more years in the big leagues, whether he is the player he is now or if he turns into the player he was when he first came back up. I still think he's going to have a nice long major league career. But, you know, the Orioles need him to make some adjustments, and he really kind of has to, too.
Bordy, what's going on the podcast?
Wow, thanks for asking, man. We had a great show today. We had Eric DaCosta on.
Whoa. Nice!
This guy is amazing to me. And what a shining example of just a brilliant organizational strategy. I know you guys talk about sometimes the trades, some things they need, but you want to talk about continuity in an organization. These guys have been here for 30 years. He worked his way up through. He's got an incredible success story. And he used to play the game. It was a low-level D3, but he played football, so he knows the game, and he's very intelligent. He respects the players, and I just love how he talks, man. He talks with this great passion and pride. And, I think it's really cool, and we were lucky to have him on. He gave us some great insight on so many different things. And, of course, Coleman, being the pro he is, always asks the greatest questions to try to dig
a little
bit
deeper. Yes, of course.
Oh, Did he poke the bear a bit?
Yeah, we had a great conversation, man. And I really, man, he went way up on my totem pole, that's for sure.
Nice. Bordy, thanks as always for your time. Enjoy your totem pole. And we will chat next week.
I'm
all right, guys.
I'm wondering where a couple people, I wonder if a couple people went down on your totem pole as well.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, he's smart.
Never mind. I meant dropping down.
Oh, wow. I didn't even catch that. Coming up next.
Stop dropping down.
Yeah. Man. Coming up next, Twib Notes time. Beltway Ben is checking in on the Blue Jays. Is he buying them? One? Tigers.
This one was not on purpose.
Are they the best team in the American League? The Milwaukee Brewers are on fire, and the Yankees closer is now hurt. It's Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus. bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And he's hit hard to deep right, and it is gone!
Addison Barger home run there from Sunday against the A's. Sportsnet Toronto on the call. Blue Jays have won five straight, three games above 500. I feel like we always are having a discussion about them and whether or not they can be real. But one stat that sticks out, they're 11-19 against teams above 500.
Yeah, they've been a joke against good teams for the whole, going back two managers.
And four of those five wins are coming against your Sacktown A's, Jason.
Who what happened to my Sacktown A's?
What are they, like 1-17 or something like that?
I think they've won like five of the last 25 games.
Yeah, last night, Luis Severino was getting shelled. But the Blue Jays have scored 60 runs in their last six home games, as you guys were touching on. They're 20-12 at home compared to 11-16 on the road. Again, you look at who they've played at home, it's a little different. But
Buying him?
I don't think I am. I can't with him as the manager. I just can't.
I don't buy Schneider.
He's not real. The bullpen, Hoffman, it's like he has two or three good outings and then goes out and gives up a two-run home run. It's like pretty regular for him.
I'm a Schneider seller.
Yeah, you've never liked him.
I have never liked him. Bichette, I mean, he's gone, right? Like,
Today, Passan put out that he might be traded. Jeff Passan.
Passan, whatever. It's Passan, but I like Passan.
I like it. It's like French. Passan.
I've always called him Passan.
You keep calling him Passan.
I'm not changing.
Don't change.
I'm not.
Passan. Don't change.
I like it.
There's been enough things that have changed around here that we couldn't
do
anything about. Too much has changed.
Give us some launch.
Jumping into the AL Central.
Passan.
The Tigers are dominating right now, and Kerry Bonds had a good night last night.
One more time, Kerry Carpenter's got two. He has three.
There might not be a better hitter against right-handed pitching in the major leagues. What he's doing is incredible. And then you look, they also have the best pitcher in baseball.
Yes, they do.
In his last two outings, 16 innings pitched, 4 hits, 0 earned runs, 20 Ks.
Somebody here was talking about him in 2020 when he was in Double A with Erie. Somebody who was buying all his baseball cards. I don't know who.
Yeah,
but it was me.
You were buying a lot of baseball cards.
It was me. I used to.
I'll give you credit on the Tigers in general, though. You called him prior to the season.
I called Tarik Skubal in 2020.
By the way,
I'm saying the team prior to the season.
Kerry Bonds, great nickname.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's literally incredible.
It'd be nice if we had one of those around here.
Kerry Bonds?
Yeah.
No, we got Wall Sits.
We got Sadly.
We got Wall Sits.
And then the Brewers. Jason had talked about it. When you play the Orioles,
you get a bump,
you
baby.
Just get a little bit of a jump. And it's not like they're playing nobodies, right? They swept the Phillies, swept the Red Sox, and of course took 2 of 3 from the Orioles, but they've won 8 straight.
Here it is. Got him! 8 in a row for the Brew Crew, a 3-2 win in Cincinnati.
Abner Uribe is a setup guy. Yeah. He's filthy.
Yeah.
McGill's great closer. They're just playing great baseball, and they don't have, like, every year they're getting rid of something they don't want to pay, Devin Williams, and they find stuff.
They're a real well-run franchise.
Yes, they are.
Corbin Burns?
Yeah, it is amazing. Go back and look at the Twins after facing the O's, the Angels after facing the O's, the Reds, what the Reds were before they faced the O's and after, even Cleveland, before and after, and now the Brewers. It's amazing. They're like Dr. Frankenstein. They just bring things
back
to life. Yeah, they just bring things back to life. They come to your town. They're turning your season around.
Well, that's what we were saying.
Probably for the better.
For the month of May and how easy it was. That was going to be the get-right month, and the Orioles are the get-right team.
D.L. Hall's back with the Brewers. I'm not sure for how long.
Yeah, but
he's back. D.L.'s back.
And then lastly, the Yankees are putting Luke Weaver on the 15-day IL with a hamstring injury that he got when warming up during that ESPN game Sunday night against the Dodgers. But Devin Williams is slowly starting to get back to his old self, I'd say. They started throwing him in the Charlie Morton role for a little bit. But can he hold up?
He's looked better.
It's only 15. It should be 15 days. I don't think it's overly serious. But again, that's a team. We talk about the Orioles injuries all the time. Look at the Yankees injured list. And they're still finding ways to get things
their
done.
Cy Young Award winner isn't going to throw a pitch this year.
Yeah.
But now they might have the next one in Max Fried, who he got shelled by Dodgers, but other than that, he's been pretty perfect.
Yeah. He's been pretty good. Too many years. They did give him too many years. Yeah,
but
you would never want to win a press conference.
You don't want to win
a press conference. Nobody wants to win the press conference.
No, that's
of course, when you get real players, I got news for you. You generally want to trot them out there and have a press conference.
Yeah.
Although this team fires a manager and then gets around to it 4 days later.
Yeah, that's not that they didn't want to win the press conference. They might as well wait until you go on the road to Milwaukee and do it in the dugout because you're not about winning press conferences.
That's how you do it.
That's exactly how you do it. I can remember an Orioles franchise that was signing the Palmeiros and the Alomars of the world and having pretty cool press conferences. That was 30 years ago, but still.
By the way, Devin Williams kind of got right when he faced the O's as well. And that April 28th game since that appearance, 3.29 ERA, 2.42 FIP.
There you go.
Working on teams and players. It's working on teams and players.
Hey, in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Zay Flowers and Todd Monken. They both spoke after OTAs today. But coming up next, six-pack time, and we're doing it a little differently. So you may know I'm getting married in 3 weeks from Saturday.
It's really sneaking up on us. You want to talk about how quickly?
Yeah, 4 weeks from last Saturday.
Next just jumped up.
4 weeks from last Saturday. It's 2 weeks from the Saturday after next. But alas, six pack of my 6 biggest concerns with the wedding approaching. Bone and Jason will be giving the
closet
list.
Concerns.
Yeah, closet concerns.
Things in the crevices, deep in the crevasse of his mind.
Yeah, I'll be judging, and that's next here on the
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Six-pack time. Six-pack is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. And yes, my wedding. Margie and I are getting married 3 weeks from Saturday. We just finalized our honeymoon. Thanks to people at Dreamers Travel. Mark and Laura Hennigan doing a great job. We got that settled this past week. Yes.
How about that?
But it's the six-pack of my concerns as we head.
Between Wyman Industries and was it Dreamers Travel?
Dreamers Travel.
GG is
Mark and Laura
up.
Hennigan doing a great job helping us out. But alas, it's my six concerns. And Bo and Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Well, I got a little inside information on this because Ken told me yesterday that because of the Good Feet Store and he's exercising on the elliptical, the weight is falling off.
Yeah, it is.
Ken Wyman.
Disappearing.
He told me that when he went to try on the suit that he tried on originally, he was swimming
it. Yeah, it didn't fit.
So I
like
think,
David Byrne.
I think Ken might be a little worried.
Yeah, look, at the difference. Look at the difference.
Wow. Yeah. He might be a little concerned that maybe the suit's not going to fit. Is it going to be right measurements?
I hope he's got it. I'm sure Wyman, the official Wyman industry seamstress, sure has that under control, Bone.
Tuxedo House doing a great job.
Get them all in. Yeah. Get them all in. That's why we're here. I could see him at night waking up occasionally 2-3 a.m. because he doesn't have a Tempur-Pedic Active Breeze like me, so there's no way.
And I'm also
like
over 50, so I have to pee.
He doesn't have the Mattress Warehouse hookup. He's got everything else.
Not the bird lamp blend.
I don't get the caramel.
He doesn't get the crunchy nougat.
Yeah,
stuck between his cheek and gum.
There's no nougat.
There's no nougat.
It sounds like there's a lot of nougat in it. They just don't talk about the nougat, but it's there. It's got to be there.
It better be nougat.
Given everything else that's in that ice cream, there's definitely nougat cluster, Bone. Whether you taste them or
don't
not.
Don't get off track, Jason.
Yeah, whether you taste them or not. Taste the nougat, Bone. So I think he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's worried that the caterer will have replaced all the real food with nothing but ham salad, extra mayo.
Oh, ew.
The combination
awful.
Of ham and mayo.
Oh,
his two worst nightmares come to life.
And you raisins. You can't make throw raisins
with
in
raisins.
That. Yes.
With raisins. The best kind
the
of ham
devil's
salad.
Devil's candy.
Best kind of ham salad.
Number five.
I am not scheduled to be there. I will be at the beach with my family.
That's how
but
we celebrate.
I think number five is his fifth biggest fear is I show up anyway.
Yes.
Probably not dressed for the occasion. Yeah. Maybe I've gone back to drinking.
Yeah.
And I just pop in at some point during the ceremony and just give him a big high five.
Like Sandler and That's My Boy? Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen most of the Sandler movies, but that sounds about right.
Yeah. If there's anything I know about Ken Wyman, it's that he loves love.
I do.
I think... He's a little worried he's going to be too emotional during the day.
That's baked in the cake.
The waterworks will be flowing during the first dance and everything.
You think he's going to be crying? How many times do you think he cries through the course of the day?
Oh, gosh.
That's visible to the... I'm not counting like when he's getting dressed or whatever, or like just the photographer.
I always cry when I get dressed.
The smoochy stuff. I'm talking about the stuff that people could see. Walking down the aisle, on the altar, first dance.
I think first dance, Steph, because it's the Springsteen song,
If I should fall behind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's happening there.
Yeah.
Number four.
Look, what is the number one source of anxiety for anyone? It's things that are out
Spider
of your
monkeys?
Control.
Yeah, well, that's...
It's things that are out of your control. What if the caterer messes up? The photographer's not on point? Someone at the reception get a little too rowdy? It's things that you can't control.
We know that Gigi and Margie have a special relationship with this band because the band that's playing is the band that you
Radio
saw
Hero.
down in
Key West.
Bobby
and
D.
Bobby D. And we saw them in Key West and they're from Baltimore.
But you know, snafus occur. Somebody, another gig might emerge that pays more money.
That's true. We
are Although it's hard to outbid Wyman Industries. I am putting it out there.
Yeah. We are notoriously frugal.
Shirt. Yeah. But I could see Gigi privately being concerned that there's going to be an issue with the band. And instead, a Circle Jerks cover band will be reinserted jerks. Into the situation in lieu of Radio Hero.
Margie would love that. They
write some real tearjerkers.
Yes,
let me tell
they
you.
Do. Didn't I see them in concert with you? I cried a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody
in the pit was crying.
I'll give Jason the slight edge just because he remembered my hatred for ham, mayonnaise, and raisins. So
I forgot. Actually, you reminded me of the raisins.
Yes,
full
I
disclosure.
Did. Yes, that's true. I did bring up the raisins. We're doing the six pack of my concerns for my wedding, which is quickly approaching. And Bellway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
I've tried to keep my list pretty specific to Gigi related things. This one is universal. This is one that gets everybody panic attacks the night before your wedding. It's pirate attack.
Oh, wow. You've been on this for a while with me.
You're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you're
downtown
on a cruise.
Downtown Baltimore is famous for pirates.
When you're on a cruise, you're on their turf. You're asking for it. You're begging for it. You get what you got coming to you. It's much more rare than you get the landlubber pirate attack.
Yeah, very much.
But
so.
This is pirate season, whether you know it or not. You're getting married in pirate season. And if I were you, I would be concerned about a pirate attack.
I took this assignment seriously.
I got pirate insurance.
It's forgetting something, right? Decorations, the little things that are involved. Maybe you forget the ring, something with your outfit. It's forgetting something.
Forgetting the rings
of.
Would be, yeah.
That
would
be big.
Number two.
So, of the six biggest worries, I'm lumping in Margie's worrying and her venting
Don't get
to
me
you.
Started.
See, I knew I'd play to that. So Margie's worrying worries Ken.
Can I tell you a story?
Please.
She's
going
to hate me for this, but last night
she's
like,
"No more reason to tell it."
So we have our final number, and she's like,
"It's going to be my number one."
Here's she said, "Well,
169."
The number is this, but I'm too short. So can we go over the numbers again? Can you guess who the two was that she forgot?
Who?
In the me and her. So we're going through the list for today. Because in the caterer's number, So we're going name by name. She's marking off the table.
Unless you just want to watch everybody else, like eat your food and eat your cake.
That would be something.
Eat your ham sandwich. So ham salad.
About 5 minutes, and she goes, "Oh, it's us." And so
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
you're gonna We know she's listening.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Or at least in the Odyssey.
My two.
Yes.
The Wyman Industries limo breaks down. On a side road, and you can't get AAA there in time.
Are you guys taking a limo?
Yeah, I think we are doing a car service, yes.
It's not Wyman Industries?
I think
it's not the official Wyman Industries
limo. By the way, Dennis is officiating.
Oh,
my brother, yes. So it's a Wyman Industries event.
I feel like limos have been phased out, though. I feel like they're nowhere near as popular.
Yeah, I don't know what the car is going to be, but we both have cars. Limo. Yes, it might be.
Or maybe it's like a Batmobile.
Yeah.
Number one.
We know Gigi knows him some bartenders. We know there's going to be bars at a wedding.
Yes.
Every bartender looks way too familiar. Not just one or two. All of them.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
My number one. It's the number one for everyone, especially getting married now. It's the cost of the wedding. I mean, geez, the wedding.
What's he paying?
I don't know. We got Hannah and Laura Hennigan.
Get them all in.
Dreamers Travel.
Dude, weddings are like not for him. As heck.
Oh, it's not
who's
cheap.
Who's the tuxedo? Who is
tuxedo
the
tuxedo house? Tuxedo.
There you go. I was just
everything
there.
Everything is expensive.
They got a picture of Ken Rosenthal. Yeah, on the they wall. Do. I sent it to him. That's how we got him on the show. I sent them a picture from Tuxedo House. He's like, is that Tuxedo House? Because that's where Rocco had to rent his.
Oh yeah, he looked good.
You want to talk about a racket?
Rocco looked
good. His whole class in there.
Yeah.
2 days of a tuxedo, $170.
All every single school,
175 kids.
Every
just
single
that
school.
One school. They all had to get it from there.
Well, when I was in there, a kid from Gilman was getting.
I'm not saying it's just exclusively. I'm just saying that's just one graduating class.
Yeah.
Cost of the wedding.
You know what? I'm going to because Bone. I'll lean Bone slightly.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
I don't think, well, I don't know that. Well,
what are you going to do?
I'm losing when I go concerned.
This was at your expense.
Yeah. I'm all thinking. I was losing either way. Yeah.
And you spilled tea on your better half. Yeah, so you are the loser.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, coming up next, if you didn't get enough Bone, wait, there's more.
Nobody ever does.
By the way, we'll be checking in with Cordell Woodland. OTAs and O's at 5 o'clock. Morgan Adsit at Channel 45. 5:30, we'll be hearing OTA sound at 4:15. But TMI with TIM, what you got?
Well, we go from a silly segment to a serious one. And it was really sad yesterday morning when I read the post that John Brenkus of Sports Science, he lost his fight with depression over the weekend. And I wanted to weigh in on that and touch on Men's Mental Health Awareness Month as a whole. That'll be next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Yeah, when I was woke up yesterday scrolling on Twitter and I saw this statement on John Brenkus's Twitter account, and it said this: "It is with profound sadness that we share the news that John Brenkus has passed away. John, co-founder of Base Productions, founder of Brinks TV, and co-creator and host of the 6-time Emmy Award-winning Sports Science, had been battling depression. John lost his fight with this terrible illness on May 31st, 2025. His heartbroken family and friends request privacy at this time and encourage anyone who is struggling with depression to seek help." And I, like a lot of people, when the show came out in 2007, and they obviously did a lot of those hits on SportsCenter at that time, and Sports Science was just a really cool show. Mm-hmm. And I remember Ray Lewis was in one of them, and they would just pit these athletes against these weird situations where it was, does Ray Lewis hit harder than a SWAT team battering ram? Which hits harder? And it would be any sport, and it was just a really, really cool show. And John Brenkus was the host, and he was a really high-energy guy with this really cool job and really cool concept. And it's just another situation of you never really know what someone's going through. And just because you see someone through a certain lens, I never met John, never book John for a show or anything. But you don't really know. You don't know how they truly feel. And there's been this interview with John and Marcellus Wiley that's resurfaced on Twitter since John died. And it's a really sad video looking at it now. And John Brink is, even in his high energy voice, talking about him and his deep depression, where after he sold off his company and selling Sports Science to ESPN, he isolated and he spiraled really deep. And he told this story to Marcellus about a time where he was attempting suicide and how he was ready to do it. He had a noose and his dog Zeppelin came to his rescue, literally saved his life, just pulling at his pants, and he was able to sort of snap out of it. And then he talked about how he called his mom immediately afterwards and told her, hey, something's really wrong with me. And then he told the story of how he went through six different psychiatrists and they were eventually able to get him right. And he said that he hadn't felt depressed in a single day in years. And that video, again, was in 2023. But it just makes this situation even more sad, because I say it all the time, that mental health is never a linear journey and it can oscillate so intensely. And June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, and just looking at some statistics, you know, this morning, according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, men are almost four times more likely to die by suicide than women, and more than 6 million men in the United States experience symptoms of depression every year. Despite these sobering statistics, a recent survey revealed that 49% of men felt more depressed than they admitted to the people in their lives. And that's why it's scary to be vulnerable. It's scary to really put it out there, but you have to. And then I saw this other survey from 2023, the Cleveland Clinic. 65% of men said that they're hesitant to get help for stress, anxiety, depression, or other mental health concerns. And according to the same survey, 83% of men have experienced stress in the last 6 months, but most are hesitant to seek professional help. And that's the first step to all of this, is the getting help part of it. And if you're even on the fence of thinking about getting help, whether that's a therapist, a psychiatrist, just do it. And a great resource is Psychology Today. It's a website, and what makes it so great is the fact that you can customize the search, what you're looking for. Are you looking for a therapist? Are you looking for a psychiatrist? Are you looking for group therapy? Where, you know, you can punch in your address, how far you want to go. Do you want to do telehealth? Do you want someone that specializes in depression? Do you want someone that specializes in OCD? It's a great, great resource. And if you're thinking about it, go to Psychology Today today. And if you're in crisis, please use 988. It's free. It's available 24/7. I've used it before. You can call or text that number. Again, it's 988. You're talking to professionals who can help you. And if you are feeling well, but maybe you're worried about a loved one that's struggling with mental health, I think the biggest thing I would suggest is to just be there for that person in a capacity that they would think is helpful. And that's different for every single person. Maybe someone wants a lot of attention. Maybe someone just wants to be checked in on. You know, it could just be meeting up with someone for coffee, calling, texting, letting a person vent. You know, if need be, pushing that person to get elevated help or care. Help with chores that maybe are piling up because someone's paralyzed in their bed. There's a ton of ways to support people. And ultimately, you know, we all just want to feel like there are people out there that care about you and that want you to be here. And even just a simple text saying, I'm thinking of you, I think it really means a lot to a lot of people. And I'll end it with this. And it's just the easiest thing in the world. It just be kind to people. And that isn't just friends and family. That could be a cashier, a waiter, just a person at the gym, wherever. You know, everyone's dealing with something, and the world is crazy right now. Times are really tough for everyone. It just really is not that hard to just be kind to others.
Rest in peace, John Brink is gone at the age of 53. Man, that's my age. That's scary stuff, man. coming up next, we get back to the Ravens and Chuck Pagano back as a senior secondary coach. How much is Chuck Pagano going to be worth to this Ravens team? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.